Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Thank you for being with us. The final day of our June member drive. Final chance to support Air Talk and Film Week coming up next hour on KPC. Speaking of which, can't wait to hear about In the Heights, Lin-Manuel Miranda's tremendous stage musical. Such a popular score from that production. Now a feature film directed by John M. Chu, In the Heights, starring Anthony Ramos, Corey Hawkins, and Leslie Grace. We'll hear what our critics have to say about it. Show so big, we have four critics that are joining us coming up in just an hour on KPCC. With me right now, an invaluable member of our core of medical experts talking with us about COVID-19 and vaccination from UC Irvine School of Medicine, Dr. Shruti Gohil, Professor of Medicine and Associate Medical Director for Epidemiology and Infection Prevention at UCI Medical. Dr. Gohil, a very good Friday morning to you.
Good Friday to you.
Let's start first with the tremendous news that we have not seen COVID-19 rates this low in something like 15 months. This is just tremendous. I know a number of hospitals in the region have not a single COVID patient at this time.
That's right. We're so excited because not only has it stayed low, you know, a couple here, a couple there on a day-to-day basis, but now we're starting to see several instances where it's just zero house-wide COVID. So that's great.
Yeah. And so does that, as we're looking at the Tuesday reopening of California with almost all the restrictions related to COVID removed, that make you very hopeful that we're going to be okay with doing that?
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest sort of parameter for hope here is 71% of all adults in California have managed to be vaccinated. So that's really big. 56% of all ages, if you count, you know, kids and everybody else. So we're still not at the total herd immunity that we would love to see, but it's really encouraging to see that the vaccine is at least that high. And maybe that is why we're in a nice place here, coupled with the seasonality. But make no mistake, I'm still pushing vaccination to go as high as it possibly can. I do think that we're slowing down, obviously, on that.
Let's talk about what's going to be the school environment come the fall. Los Angeles teachers, their unions reached an agreement with the school district that still calls for a mandate that everyone mask on campus and that there be every other week testing for COVID-19. Given our extremely low case rates, do you think that that's necessary?
Well, okay, so let's take it one at a time with the masking. I can see, since we have not, the population that is not vaccinated is the younger population. I can see that circumstance. You know, it seems like a low-hanging fruit to move in that direction and still be able to open up our schools appropriately. Every two-week testing seems, to me, you know, really resource intensive, and something that it's not clear that that's a great option for, you know, serial testing may or may not help. So I think if it stays this low into the fall, I think that might be a little bit much.
All right. Dr. Shruti Gohil, you can ask her questions at 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722. Tweet at AirTalk. You can also post on the AirTalk Facebook page with your question or your comment. U.S. Government says it's allowing the release of 10 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine from that Baltimore factory, which had contamination reduction of some doses, but it appears that many other doses are going to be thrown out for concerns they could possibly be contaminated. Let's talk a little bit about this effort of the U.S. to send, you know, vaccines abroad as well. Is there more that you think the U.S. government can do in that effort?
You know, it actually dovetails to other things that we're seeing that, you know, as these new variants pop up, if we really want to take care of the global community, which can result in our own, you know, sort of benefit, of course, as well as the right moral thing to do to help. It absolutely makes sense to help the cause of vaccination everywhere. So should we send them out? Yes. I do think that we should. There are vaccines that are showing very good neutralization for the variants that are seen in India and in Nigeria. Namely the mRNA vaccines, the logistic difficulty of that has made it so difficult to roll something like that out. And so other things like J&J have been used because it just requires refrigeration. But yeah, we should absolutely be careful where we're, you know, manufacturing these and how, because this particular incident where they had to pull the vaccines for J&J concern for contamination, it really is that particular company had been known to have had citations in the past for having poor practices when they're actually assembling and sort of packaging up these vaccines. So the point is that the FDA had pulled those, but it wasn't because the vaccine itself was not working well or not correct, but rather that the practices around how the likelihood of contamination was high enough that caused them concern. So I just want to make that part, I guess, clear. But I'm not sure I answered your question, Larry.
No, that's right. We're talking with Dr. Shruti Gohil, UC Irvine School of Medicine. Pfizer, according to a recent study, shows that two doses of its vaccine provides good protection against several of the new variants of COVID-19, including the Delta variant, which was first detected in India. This very good news to see, Dr. Gohil, that Pfizer is showing its strength against at least the variants so far.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really good news. And I think that, again, get vaccinated, because what that's telling us actually is that immunologically, so far, the vaccines that have been produced here are targeting the spike protein, and that the spike protein in these variants as they emerge so far have not mutated to a level where they're unrecognizable by the immune system when you use these types of vaccines. So that's really good news. But it does, in the back of our minds, as ID docs, we are thinking that at some point a variant will emerge, perhaps, that isn't as isn't as well covered by the vaccine. So I would say the most we can do, still that time pressure is still there, as much as we can do to stamp it down is a good thing, because it decreases the likelihood of a newer variant.
Let's take that hypothetical. Let's say that we have a variant which appears to be growing very rapidly, and we're seeing people who've been fully vaccinated starting to get sick in greater numbers. How quickly could one of these mRNA vaccine producers come up with a specifically targeted vaccine, the spike protein involved, to be able to cover it?
Such a great question. Yes, I think that's one of the reasons why mRNA vaccines have generated so much enthusiasm in the ID and immunology community, because of the quickness with which those vaccines, the way you can just pivot and create an mRNA that can then target this new variant. And so compared to what we used to be able to do for flu and other vaccines, this is huge. So, I think that's a constant concern. I think the manufacturing companies and the public health entities are specifically evaluating these types of strains so that they can initiate this sort of upscaled, pivoted vaccine if you need to include more variants quickly.
One of our editors was sharing here at KPCC, they were having a training program for safe return to reporting from the field. And the physician expert that they had on from a noted California institution said, essentially, if you're fully masked, if you're fully vaccinated, you really don't have anything to worry about at this point from COVID-19, unless you are dealing with someone very directly who's severely symptomatic of COVID-19. Do you agree with that, that we have that degree of protection if we're fully vaccinated?
100% agree with that, because as a caller, even the last time we were on, had mentioned something like 95% or something. Well, don't worry about that 5%. Even if you get it, if you have a huge inoculation, you'll still be fine. No hospitalizations, mild illness only.
Thank you so much, Dr. Gohill. Have a wonderful weekend. We look forward to talking with you again soon.
Yep, thank you.
Dr. Shruti Gohill, UC Irvine School of Medicine, Professor of Medicine, and Associate Medical Director for Epidemiology and Infection Prevention.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.